Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. We are talking with Amanda Cruz, Executive 911 Director for Audrain County Joint Communications, also the Director of Audrain Ambulance District, Mr. Josh Lloyd. We found out a little bit about you guys and your departments in segment number one, but we want to start off with Amanda here. There's a project that is currently underway, and I believe it's going to be completed around mid-August. It's kind of a mapping project, if you will. Tell us a little bit about this project, if you will, this morning.
Well, we were given the opportunity to apply for a grant through the Missouri 911 Service Board, and it is using ARPA funds to update our current mapping data points. Currently, I think it's over 70% of the municipalities within Audrain County are not mapped. So we don't do the addressing. Each municipality does their own addressing, and then the assessor does the county's addressing. And I believe they've taken over a couple of the municipalities, but we don't have a majority of the address points on our maps for like Mexico or Vandalia. So what this grant is going to give us the opportunity to do is fill in all those gaps. So we're going to have mapping points put on for every structure that's in the towns, and then they'll also go through and map like fire hydrants, so that, you know, if there is like a major structure fire, we could help the fire department find where the hydrants are without them having to go to their map and find them.
I think in the press release that you had sent out, you said you may see some people in your neighborhoods working while this is going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have he's a field analyst, and he will be out. He started July 18th, and he's supposed to finish on August 18th. He's only working, you know, through the week. The business week, and then he's never out at dark. So if you see him after dark, it that's probably not him. But he might have to get out of his vehicle at some point so that he can see, like with apartments, if they're all inside apartments, he might have to get out and go towards them. But for the majority of it, I think that he's going to be able just to drive through and use his equipment to map the streets.
And his vehicle obviously will be clearly marked, letting people know that, you know, he's on official business there, I'm sure, right?
Yes. On the side of his vehicle, he's in a rental car, and so every couple weeks his rental car seems to change, but they provide us with the information, so if anybody called in, we'd be able to tell them if it was them. But on the side of his vehicle, it says 911 mapping, and so hopefully that would alleviate any worries people have.
Certainly. And if anybody has any questions, they can feel free to, to call you here, I'm sure, and you'd be able to answer those questions.
Yep. They can call our regular administrative line, the 573-473-5800, and they can ask for me, or they can talk to one of the dispatchers, and they'll be able to tell them.
Absolutely. Josh, we talked to you, I think it was last month, whenever you over at the ambulance district got in a new ambulance, and you were just basically getting it commissioned and out on the road. How have things been going with that ambulance and for your crew there?
Yes, in fact, we did receive a new ambulance. I think it was June the 5th. The integration into our system after that first 48 hours or so was wonderful. Staff seem to like it. There are a few things that maybe we might have designed a little different. Having it on board now, looking forward, some of those will probably continue to change. But seems to be that the staff is on board, and they like the color scheme or the decals. Most of that, we formed a committee, and that's where those came from, thoughts from the staff and whatnot.
Has it alleviated any pressure with getting this new ambulance in and adding it to the fleet, if you will?
The pressure, no, to answer the question. The pressure comes from compounding 911 calls for EMS services, and then not necessarily just that, but it's the amount of miles for transport. So it hasn't taken away from those miles, but the concern of, you know, the maintenance and whatnot is, has relieved pressure there, yes.
As far as the other ambulances going, are they aging as well? Or, you know, how is what's the condition of the fleet of ambulances at the Audrain Ambulance District?
So we do have, two other ambulances that are got several years of age on them. But we have fortified a plan to, obviously with the property tax passing, to allow us to, replace those. That plan is in action. We first of August, mid August, we'll have another one that is being remounted. That's literally taken the box off of the chassis. We'll get a new chassis. The old box goes on. It's a cost savings piece, but also you get nearly a new product. So that will be happening, and turnaround time for that is obviously much less than a brand new build. So yeah, we're moving forward, and hopefully giving the taxpayers what they asked for with their money, or what they approved for with their money. That was a huge piece of that. So okay. We appreciate that.
We're going to come back here in just a moment, and we're going to wrap things up on Meet the Community, speaking with Josh Lloyd and Amanda Cruz this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.